Today is November 10th. Tomorrow's the 11th, which is Veterans Day, a holiday we're going to honor all of our veterans. And this morning we have a special guest, Shannon Poole, director of JROTC and leadership for Wichita Public Schools. Good morning, Shannon. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
What's your rank? I'm not clear on that.
I'm a lieutenant colonel.
Oh, wow.
Lieutenant colonel. I'm retired, though. I retired 17 years ago, and I've been doing the director job for the last 3 years. I taught school at Southeast High School for 14 years, teaching JROTC.
Did you retire at lieutenant colonel, or did they give you a couple of promotions since you retired?
Nope. You don't get promotions after you retire. I wish.
All right. So you've got something coming up at Coke Arena on the 12th. Actually, that's Wednesday. Yeah, go ahead.
That is Wednesday. It's the day after. Don't want any confusion here. It's the day after Veterans Day. But it was the only day we could get the WSU Aetna area. On the 12th of November, we're going to have our JROTC Veterans Day ceremony at Wichita State University in the Aetna Municipal Purpose Center at Coke Arena. We'll have about 500 cadets attend, about the same amount in guests to celebrate our veterans that day. Yes, sir.
From 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., right?
That's correct. 10 a.m. to 11, all members of the community, veterans included, are invited, and we're going to honor them that day, sir.
I take it as free and open to the public, or we wouldn't be talking about it, right?
You bet. You bet it's free and open to the public. There'll be plenty of room for everybody to sit down. This is the 30th year we've done this. JROTC's been around since for 30 years, 31 years now. We didn't do it every year, but we try to show respect and honor to our veterans every year. It's part of what we teach in the JROTC program.
Do you have units in every high school here in Wichita?
We have every comprehensive high school has a program. That's 8 high schools. Everyone has a JROTC program. There's 5 Army JROTC schools, and there's 2 Air Force and 1 Marine Corps program.
Well, my son put himself through college on a ROTC scholarship and became an officer for more than 20 years. So I can see the value in the program. And I've seen some of these young people who are in your program, and they've got it pretty much together. I can see a button every now and then, but you're trying.
Yep. First of all, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of activities to do. We do Raider meets, which is the physical fitness piece. We were the national champions the year before in archery. We do a lot of rifle marksmanship and archery marksmanship. A lot of things to do after school for the kids to keep them busy and that kind of stuff with the JROTC.
Have you, Shannon, over the years, have you seen one or two or any more kids who you think got turned around? They were going the wrong direction, and maybe JROT saw them going the right direction?
Absolutely. You know, we're not Jesus or anything, but we can sure help kids turn around and get focused, disciplined. And a lot of that is setting goals for the kids to figure out what they like. And then we set goals for them. And then I'll go down to them and I'll talk to them while they're in the hall or whatever. I'll be like, hey, you know, don't you want to be a firefighter? You know, you have to pass English to be a firefighter. And it really helps them graduate. All the kids that are in JROTC, it's proven over the years, have a better graduation rate, have better grades, better attendance at school.
Well, where are you from, if I might be so nosy?
I'm from Oklahoma. It sounds like I'm a little – I was raised in Arkansas in my early years, so that's where I kind of get that hillbilly twang.
Well, that's all right. I mean, and what branch of the service did you serve in then?
I served in the Army. I got 3 combat tours and enjoyed it immensely.
And you came back and you're okay then, huh?
I'm okay, I think. Anyway, my wife might disagree with you, but yeah, I'm pretty good.
Well, you know, I know how wives are, you know.
Oh, you bet.
They're pretty you much, bet. Anyway. Hey, well, listen, so again, this is Wednesday, the 12th.
Yes,
from
sir.
From 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Coke Arena, is that right?
At Coke Arena, Wichita State University, yes, sir. It's on the far side, so it's going to be on the northeast side is the door that you can come in. You can come in any of the doors, but it would be easier to get into the actual area on the northeast side.
Well, Your Honor, your sir, Commander, Lieutenant Colonel Poole.
Yep.
Thank you for being with us this morning. Good luck to you.
Hey, thank you for having me. I've enjoyed the show for about 20 years now.
Oh, so good for you. See there? That's what you're you are there. All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet. All right.
Appreciate it,
sir. Have a great
8:16, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Ed, you feel like standing up and saluting after that?
Of course, especially this week.
Absolutely. 8:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, big day of pro football yesterday. Now, of course, the Chiefs had the week off, so the Chiefs get ready to play next week. But we did have some action yesterday, and we had another Wichita guy come up big. The New York Jets win at home, finally. They hadn't won a home game yet until yesterday. Had to wait till November. The Jets beat the Cleveland Browns 27-20. And the big go-ahead score came from Wichita's Breece Hall out of Northwest High School, starting at running back for the New York Jets. The action on CBS Sports.
Well done by Devin Bush, their second leading tackler. Fields, boy, hit on the release, gets it out to Hall. Hall, open real estate. Hall, touchdown. No flags. 42 yards from Breece Hall.
That's a 42-yard touchdown catch. He also had 83 yards rushing for 125 all-purpose yards. That put the Jets up for good yesterday as the Jets go on to beat the Browns 27-20. Breece Hall is in the top 10 in the NFL in rushing yards, and he is tied for third with rushing yards of rushing plays of 20 or more yards.
Wow.
So, yeah.
He's doing well.
Yeah, the Northwest High doing a great job, and I think he's a free agent at the end of the year. So,
ooh.
Hey now. Yeah, so the Jets win at home, finally get that first home win after starting 0-7. Back-to-back wins for the Jets. Here they come. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Breece Hall opened the Jets to a win yesterday in the NFL. Another NFL thing happening yesterday. President Trump ended up stopping by the Washington Commanders game against the Lions, and then they came to the broadcast booth, and they started having him call plays.
I will say that your second string, your backup quarterback, is a good quarterback, and he's had some very good games for you, and your first string quarterback has the potential, I think, to be a great quarterback. He's got to stop the injuries somehow. And let's see, we have a very important, I think this is a very important couple of plays.
Here we go. Second and seven.
Right, second and seven. Let's see what happens. Whoa.
That's
all right.
Krosky Merritt.
Not bad.
Takes it down to the 5-yard line.
That's right. That's right. Good runner.
There we go.
This is a very big play, don't you think?
I think.
They have to get a touchdown. Let's put it differently. They just have to get a touchdown.
There we go. Now you're doing my job, because that's what I was going to say. They have to get a touchdown.
Just forget about the play. They have to get a touchdown.
That was on Fox yesterday as the president stopped by for some play-by-play action, which reminded me of the time they had Ronald Reagan in the broadcast booth during the All-Star game, which was also another one. Reagan.
Well, there's Julio Franco.
That was some good stuff. All right.
Yeah, he started out doing that.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Reagan did. So yeah. There you go. Some of the action yesterday on the airwaves.